Okay, so basically, this is just to give you a sort of a narrative. Frank's character is going to go from essentially an atheist, if you will, to somewhat of a believing Christian. That's going to be the compelling story, or a believer, compelling story here. And he's going to have a perspective such that goes like this. He pretty much believes that mankind is essentially a virus, and he actually has a perspective that says, you know, the earth is sort of like a cell, and we're a virus, and we suck the life out of it. You know, oil, for example, you know, you can draw your parallels, but he's even got acronyms that he, that say, for instance, Nancy's aware of. They work together, and it's like best case scenario, BCS, which would be humans are gone. There is no human factor to deplete the resources of the globe. Next best thing is that humans somehow preserve the Earth. But, the, you know, best case scenario, it's a net loss. Zero-sum game, if you will. There's nothing to be... A planet without humans is a good thing. A planet with humans is not something planets hope for. The contradiction is that he kills killers. He's essentially killing killers, and killers stop the propagation of humans. So there is a contradiction there, but he considers that okay. So we have BCS, which is best case scenario. There's no humans. Next best thing, humans figure out a way to preserve the, you know, this thing that they constantly essentially take life from. And then you have DMW, which is dead man walking. And at times you'll pick up a file he's looking at, and it'll have DMW chicken scratched on it. And Nancy will tell the rest of the agents later, you know, that's DMW. That's dead man walking. That's Frank's bizarre perspective. The FBI, he works for the FBI initially. Everybody's on the same team. We converged together in the state of Pennsylvania to go around and pluck up roughly 10 people on the 10 most wanted list, the FBI. And we commandeer a barn. That way we can do some controlled filming. Electrical's not an issue. Lighting's not an issue. We commandeer a barn. That becomes sort of the headquarters or the strategic command center. And then we venture out in these two Suburbans or these two vehicles too deep, and we go after these various criminals, and we chase them down. They're fugitives. There's three cameras that we possess now, and all three cameras are used. You know, you have a camera in one SUV with Nancy and a small team, and then in another SUV with me and a small team, and then a third camera in the car that's being chased, for example. We're going to go into D.C., we're going to obviously traverse the state, go to different places, and use the scenery. And there's this, we want the viewer to be caught up in this sort of struggle with Frank's beliefs and perhaps them wanting him to see that, you know, we're not all bad. And ultimately in the end, you know, there might be this scenario where he actually goes into a church, and there's sort of a simultaneously there's this miracle happening with his son, you know, and there's this feel good thing toward the end where he kind of just sort of caves to this reality that, you know, there probably is a God, and we're not bad. He also previously subscribed to this notion of, instead of the universe revolving around us, the universe is sort of, we're in this sort of cautious quarantine. We can't see other life, not because we're the center of the universe, but because we've been put so far away removed from the life experience, if you will, that we're like fallen angels that have been actually quarantined at best at a distance, if there in fact is a creator. So he's got a totally negative perspective. Toward the end, he, you know, there's scenarios where we can have genuine arguments on camera or genuine conversations with some of the cast where they're actually questioning his whole perspective here as being, you know, pretty negative and pretty dark. Meanwhile, it's everything everyone can do to stop him from shooting first and asking questions later as they chase down each one of these criminals. And then, of course, you know, again, this scenario we talked about where there's almost this miracle occurring in the background as he's in church and his son is going to be okay. You know, here we want people to think that he's, you know, if we're so bad, if mankind is so bad, why do we get to experience this joy? Or why do we get to experience life when it's good? You know, and one of the agents actually toward the end sort of poses that question to him, and he doesn't necessarily have an answer. And so the viewer, if you take your mother or you take somebody you can imagine watching the movie, they're drawn in to this argument, so you've got obviously their desire to see the outcome in the positive way with the child. You've also you know if we're to submit this to film festivals and so forth, what is this sort of otherworldly quality to the film that makes it something more than an action film? It has to, you know, it has to pull on people's own concerns or own questions sometimes. And you know, this can be a pretty fascinating thing to, a path to go down, because we can all argue it pretty much naturally to this character, Frank, in a very methodical way. We're not trying to sell him anything because he's a hard sell. And there's this overarching submission. Are people fundamentally good or are people fundamentally bad? If left without law and the rule of law, do they loot almost to a man once they slowly realize over time that, in fact, there is no consequence? They can have all the TVs they can take and they can have the Porsche, because if they were completely convinced that there would be no consequence, would they go ahead and just go into the vacant car lot and take the car keys and drive the Porsche off, you know, knowing it's not theirs and so forth? For example, not necessarily as the only example, but, you know, are they fundamentally good or fundamentally bad? Without the rule of law, are people fundamentally what they are? And is that bad? Well, Frank thinks so in the beginning. There's actually a scene where he approaches a priest, and he asks the priest, this is early on, to say a prayer for his son. But he qualifies the priest in a very sort of condescending way, sort of asking him if he's ever molested children or stolen from the church. Can he get a prayer answered? As if he's staff. And if not, if he's lying and he's ineffective and he doesn't have sort of God's ear, Frank could come back and kill him. And then he hands him a note, a request for God. This is early on when he's sort of this sort of pragmatic approach to this thing he doesn't even really believe in, but he's sort of, this is his fallback or his covering his basis scenario with the priest. So it's pretty interesting. He's a pretty dark character. There will be scenes in the back in the backyard here where you have ammunition and guns practicing, and you'll have these voiceovers talking about Frank's perspective. And it'll by the time Juan takes the heart, you'll have a picture of this very dark individual who now goes off the reservation with this small splinter group, which is Sean and Dorden, and he essentially chases down anyone who he thinks has anything to do with it, and it gets very, very bad for them as Nancy and the rest of the team now walk away from these 10 most wanted fugitives and actually pursue Frank and his team to try to reel them in. Which means that a lot of the movie can be taken up in the beginning with these real matter-of-fact sort of tracking down of fugitives, where all the characters have plenty of dialogue. All the team, the FBI team, we go to the harbor, we go into this aquarium there, and there's scenes where, you know, you just have this music and this really interesting imagery. The movie has to consist of good lighting, crisp wardrobe. It can't be, I don't want, you know, filthy t-shirts and dark scenarios. It's going to be very crisp, very clean, and some of the imagery like DC or the harbor, good sunlight on most days that we film, it's going to be beautiful to look at, and it's going to capture you that way as well. Lots of intelligent dialogue. But again, fundamentally, a good, say, 60% of the film will be tied up with some background on with us chasing fugitives, if you will. This whole issue of when these SUVs converge on a vehicle they're chasing, Frank's the first one out of the vehicle, and Nancy's on this sort of intercommunication device. We all have walkie-talkies, and she's saying, Frank, you know, stand down, back off, you know, and then Dorden, you know, others are moving around me as I'm standing there almost hair trigger ready to kill the individual. They're taking him into custody like they should, instead of killing him on the spot. By the time you get to the scenario where Frank now has a reason to chase and kill somebody and he's unbridled, it will become pretty apparent that whoever he's chasing is really going to have a tough time, and there's going to be fast moving vehicles through the, you know, streets and over the hills, and there's going to be doors flying open and barging into buildings, and you know, still in the background is this question: will Frank's perspective ever be remedied in terms of the view of mankind? And again, toward the end, we're going to see sort of this feel-good miracle that occurs toward the end, and we're going to try to come up with as many ways for the viewer to see that we are, in fact, the center of the universe, you know, or that it's not just pure narcissism, you know, it's a feel-good sort of ending, okay? Part of Frank's perspective being so negative is he's lost his wife. Also, there's going to be background that people are aware of that they talk about when they're looking at him as he's outside, you know, shooting practice or something, and they're going to be talking about the fact that as a child he was, you know, several foster homes, and he's just got a, there's really nothing in his past that makes him feel warm and fuzzy about life. We want movie critics, if we ever get to a point and they've watched the movie, to be able to articulate this struggle that's depicted in the movie in terms of, as we discussed, Frank's view of mankind in a very sort of negative virus scenario, to, you know, this perspective in the end that, you know, mankind is not fundamentally bad. So there'll be more to come. There'll be more of these sort of MP3s that'll help you sort of get a view on it, and we'll go from there. So should be fun. Should be a lot of fun. Should be quality and a lot of fun.